Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. While a lot of consumers have questions about prescription drugs, and I understand that there is some real handy information that's available to them, and it comes from a free source. What's going on here?
Well, the State Department of Aging maintains a database to help consumers compare the cost of frequently used medications. The cost of prescriptions for cash-paying customers can vary widely between pharmacies, and each pharmacy sets its own price for cash payers. Patients with prescription insurance coverage will also find price shopping useful if their coinsurance is based on a percentage of the total cash price. The online tool updates prices weekly, lists prices by zip code or distance from a location, includes your pharmacy store details, and lists pharmacies with low-cost generics and those who match lower prices. You can learn more about this tool by calling 1-800-835-4080 or visit the website www.parxpricefinder.com.
Well, there's a lot of talk about safety on the internet recently. It's kind of wide open out there, all kinds of information and opportunities sometimes to get into trouble available. I understand that there's some information that parents should consider when they're bringing up their kids and kids are starting to use smartphones and pads and things like that. What's going on here?
Well, as we all know, the internet comes with many benefits, but it also comes with risks, especially for children. Parents are encouraged to help kids follow safe and responsible computer practices. The best way to keep kids safe online is to start conversations about being online early and continue to monitor their internet use and discuss how to use it responsibly. It's important that children know that some people online have bad intentions, including bullies, predators, hackers, scammers, and people sharing inappropriate content. Ensuring children use cell phones responsibly and safely means establishing practical and responsible rules and practices for the family, including standard policies regarding calls or texts during dinner or while doing homework, always treating others the same way you want to be treated, and deciding on the privacy settings, web filters for children, and safety controls you want on your child's phone. Teens and tweens communicate online using social media, chat rooms, and virtual worlds, and it's important to know how to safely navigate in these spaces. They should understand that after they post something, it cannot be taken back. Even if they delete it, they should limit what they share. You can learn more about keeping your kids safe on the internet by visiting the Federal Trade Commission website at www.consumerftc.gov. And look in the Privacy, Identity, and Online Safety pull-down menu for information on protecting kids online.
Well, as the weather warms up here, you have a lot of community events going on, some events that you set up for folks in your district. What do people need to know?
Well, we have two exciting ones coming up during the month of April. On Saturday, April 13th, at the Mark Leesburg Volunteer Fire Department from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be holding our Gun Rights and Concealed Carry Seminar. This seminar includes presentations focusing on the important aspects of the Second Amendment and gun owner rights. Concealed carry permit holders, or those looking to obtain a concealed carry permit, are encouraged to attend. Presenters include Fayette County Sheriff Jim Custer, the Pennsylvania Game Commission, Firearms Owners Against Crime, and others. A question and answer session will follow the presentations. Then, on Friday, April 26, my office will be partnering with Senior Life in their parking lot at Five Corners in Uniontown to provide free paper shredding for area residents between the hours of 11:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. This event will provide the opportunity for households to shred up to 4 packing boxes of material. For more information about these upcoming events or other services that my office can help you with, please feel free to call us at 724-438-6100. Visit repdowling.com or find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.